Okay, today we're going to take a quick look at the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question number two says, what rule has God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him? You might remember that the first question is, what is our main purpose? What is the chief end of man? And the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him. That's what we're here for. So how do we know how? I mean, seriously, that's a fair question. How are we supposed to know what we're supposed to do in order to glorify and enjoy God? And the answer is the Word of God, simple enough, which is contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. It is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy Him. I think it's really important that we think about that because we have so much stuff, right? And there's preachers like me who are telling people you got to do this and you got to do that. And we have books left and right, middle. We got books everywhere. This is what we're supposed to do, right? But really, the way we know is in the Word of God. It is His Word to us. It's kind of cool to think about the fact that this is God's Word to His people. Often it's said it's a revelation of Himself. God is so far above us, as we'll talk about soon, that we can't begin to figure out what He's supposed to be like and how we're supposed to know Him, right? It's one of the interesting things. In fact, back in my atheist days, this is one of the things that led me to Christianity, because every religion in the world is man's effort to reach up to God through whatever means that may be, and it all varies and depends on a number of factors, and different religions work differently. But they're all, how do we get to God? Whereas the Bible reveals a God who comes to us, ultimately tells us we can't get to Him, and then provides Christ, our method of getting to Him is Him coming to us. It's very different kind of thing, and that is God's revelation. That is God telling us, this is who I am, and this is how you are to worship me. So, note for this week, read some of it. Get to know who He is. It is in His Word that He has revealed Himself. It's a sad reality that it is the most neglected book in most of our lives, the one book where our Creator has told us who He is.